Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Anbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
Why don't you stay?
That's Minnesota Association of Songwriters member Larry Cease. He's also the member of at least one, I think more than one, Hall of Fame, Minnesota Songwriters Hall of Fame. Musicians, he was been very active all of his life. And by the day, he's a mild-mannered psychologist, Larry Cease. Good German name. Up next, another member of MAS, Richard Schletty, with Mr. Ford here on MHB.
Mr. Ford, Mr. Ford, you were a little flawed, but guess being stored in our sheds and alleys. Mr. Ford, Mr. Ford, you made car factories, now fumes are wafting o'er the hills and valleys. Oh, you love countryside in its splendor and its grace, the rolling hills, the straightaway. It's a very nice place for cars to race. Ox carts to auto parts in just a few short years, from grinding wheat to grinding gears. Model A, Model T, get me from point A to B, and get me there in style, mile by mile. Oh, you didn't have a care about streets and avenues. The highways and byways where your horseless carriage runs on through. Automatons of mass production, designers of mobile seduction, motive force of modern day profits. No manifold deals give me big bills. My cars are nice, need some advice, advice. For a fat price. Oh, you love the countryside, its splendor and its grace. The rolling hills, the straightaways, a very nice place for cars to roaring, pipes are piping, windshields wiping, the radio is playing my song. Keep a tight lip while cruising the strip, cause road rage is very hip, short fuses and big black trucks. Oh, you didn't have a care about streets and avenues, the highways and the byways where your horseless carriage runs on through. Mr. Ford, I'm sure you'd be happy if you could see our dreary gray skies. You've given us a revolution mixed with tons of air pollution. CO2 is on the rise. Then if I had a chance to go around with you, I think I'd make you walk barefoot without your shoes. Mr. Ford, Mr. Ford, Mr. Ford, Mr. Ford.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry Ford. Mr. Ford.
After your dance song.
That's Richard Schletty with Mr. Ford. As I mentioned, Rick is a member of a very good organization, mnsongwriters.org. For $35 a year, you will never have more fun. You'll have opportunities to play at the State Fair and other venues throughout the year.
do free video recording at Northwest Community Television as part of their Mini Singers series, which is available to over a million viewers throughout the Twin Cities, Minnesota, Western Wisconsin, North Dakota. Why wouldn't you join? MNSongwriters.org. And I'd like to mention that up here in northwestern Minnesota, we're working on getting a local chapter going. President Wayne Hamilton and probably Nigel Egg will be coming up to do a clinic with song evaluations, do an interview at Pioneer 90.1, and a concert. So it's going to be great fun. We'll be filling in on that as time goes on. I have two guests here in the studio, both members of the new media program class here at Northland College in Thief River Falls, John Tweet and Nick Kalinowski. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Not too bad.
You?
Good, good. We're coming in loud and clear.
All right.
Why don't we start by having you tell us a little about the new media program and what your aspirations are?
Me personally, I'm hoping to do a career in radio at some point. I'm also getting into the graphic design aspects of it, the making of logos and that sort of thing. More the advertising, I would say.
But. Great. And Nick, where are you heading?
What I plan to get out of this is I'm interested a lot in, say, outdoor hunting stuff, and I'm also interested in the production aspect of it also, and for me to combine both those in a job would basically be my definition of my dream job. And
so I might tune in an outdoor show someday and see you on it.
Yeah, well, that's if everything goes as planned and everything. And
it will. He's really good at that sort of thing.
Isn't it neat how the same two different gentlemen in the same program can go two completely different directions?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's new media. You can kind of pick and choose which areas you like and you want to delve into.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. You can use anything you learn in this program for a whole wide, broad spectrum of jobs, and it's a great class. Dell Wright, he's the instructor, and he does a real good job.
Very knowledgeable man who's had serious experience in the industry.
Yep, for sure.
Do you have any music background, Nick?
No, I don't have much for music background.
But John, you play in a group, right?
Once in a while, yeah.
And I think that your Facebook page says you're North Dakota's premier boy band.
Boy band, yeah. Yep, that's us.
And that's, of course, Old Vern.
Yep.
And do you do any solo work?
A little bit. I recorded a few songs at our studio about a month ago, mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll play them at some point.
I will, yes. Yeah. Our motto here is you send it, we play it.
All right, I'll send
and,
it.
And like myself, you're a big Gordon Lightfoot fan.
Yeah, definitely. That's my hero.
Yes, the man will be 75 on November 17th. I was so happy when my daughter, Jana, who's the same age as you are, bought a home here in town on Green Hill Drive because the address was 1117, Gordon's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I can't ever forget that address. Oops, I gave away where my daughter lives.
Yeah, you'll have to edit that part out.
There you go. So you have some real exciting news, though, to share with us about something that's coming up here at Pioneer 90.1.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Me and Nick are going to be starting a little morning show coming up in the next week or two. We start training for it on Monday, and then as soon as we get learned, we'll start that up.
Yeah, it should be a fun thing. We plan on doing it somewhere in the hours of 9 to 10, and I guess our goal is to make a fun, entertaining wake-up morning show.
Are you gonna pick on each other a little bit?
More than likely. Yeah,
okay. There'll be a little going back and forth at each other in between music.
Yep. And I think you said 9 to 10 on Monday and Wednesday morning,
yep.
And you're going to name it?
Tweet and Mousk.
Tweet and Mousk in the morning is yep. what it's going to be.
That's cool. And the beauty of working here as a volunteer for Pioneer 90.1 is that you have the freedom pretty much to play any music you want as long as it's radio worthy.
Yep, and doesn't have curse words.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be sticking, you know, into the whole music that someone can play at their in their office space or their workplace and
sure.
Nothing too hardcore.
There you go.
Or
no,
polka.
No death metal.
No death metal or polka.
No, but we're
other than that.
We're definitely going to be doing a wide variety of music.
But you know, we are the premier polka station, I think, in Minnesota.
Yeah.
With our polka podcast and Monday nights with Kathy Erickson from 6 to 11 p.m. I didn't know that polka listeners are up that late. And yeah. Then Saturday morning, also polka music here, just before Glenn Broggett's Wrestling Memories. Just such a delightful station here, and it wouldn't be what it is without the support of the administration here at Northland College and the very wise and industrious tutelage of Mark Johnson,
mm-hmm.
along with the other two full-time employees, Glenn Broggett and Ron
West, yeah.
Ron West, yeah. I call him by his real name. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought that was his real name.
Well, no, he is his real name was Romald Ogard.
Oh,
but I didn't say that, people.
That's not as good a disc jockey name, anyway.
Yeah, and I don't have a good disc jockey name. I would have to be Crazy Carl, maybe. Huh?
Crazy Carl O'Connell.
Yes, I'm going to play this Saturday in Oakley, and in honor of my great grandfather James O'Connell, I'm going to be Carl O'Connell. And I just hope the beer doesn't turn me green.
No kidding.
But, well, this is wonderful. So Tweet and the Mousk.
Tweet and Mousk.
Tweet and Mousk.
Tweet and Mousk. Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 to 10.
9 to 10, yeah.
Damn, boy, I'm going to have to tune that in on online at work. And sounds like a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, well, if they like it, hopefully they'll give us a little better hours. Later in the day, I would prefer, but I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoys listening.
No,
as
I wasn't
much as...
either. I wasn't either a morning person.
We'll just have to learn to be, I guess.
Of course, that's back when I was playing rock and roll and not getting home till 3 in the morning, and then you had to sit up an hour to unwind, and boy, those days are long gone.
Yeah, everyone's got to experience them sometime, though.
Yeah, for sure. I understand this is a special day.
Not today, no. Next week.
Oh, next week.
Tuesday is, yes.
Is what?
My dad's birthday.
Oh, uh-huh. And he'll be, can you dare say?
He's in his 50s.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I should announce his age over the air, but
I wish I were in my 50s. Well, that's good. And what's your dad's name?
Marv.
And he lives in Grand Forks?
Yep.
Well, good for him. We wish him a early happy birthday, and
yep.
I understand you want us to play a song for him.
Yeah, I'm going to play a Bob Dylan song. He's our favorite Minnesota songwriter.
Mm. So, that's right. We play everything here from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. That's our byline.
Yep.
And Bob Muscovitz is listening right now down in Hackensack, Minnesota. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Say hi to Bob.
Hello, Bob.
And what song should we play for Bob? For Marv?
For everyone.
Okay.
Good. My dad and I went to see Dylan last summer in Fargo, and he opened with this song, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Okay.
It's called.
Well, let's give it a play. It's 6 minutes and 23 seconds. Kick back, grab a cold one. Here's Bob Dylan.
Under your brand new leopard skin.
Well, we're back. That was Bob Dylan and Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. I have to admit, John, I had never heard that song before today.
Never?
But I'm not as big a Dylan fan as you are.
It's on the Blonde on Blonde, probably his best album. One of his best albums, anyway.
Really? It's on Blonde on Blonde.
Yep.
Didn't that have Rainy Day Woman on it?
And yep, yep.
Boy, show you see.
I Want You.
I Want You was on that. Yep. One of my favorite songs.
Yeah. This version we just played was an outtake, actually, from that. I'd never heard that version before, but then me and you were digging through the, I don't know what you call it, database, and stumbled on that one.
I Want You. I was in high school when that was recorded. I think he recorded that after his motorcycle accident.
Right before it,
okay. Yep. The silver saxophone say I should refuse you.
Yep. That's the one.
Wow. We're visiting with John Tweet and Nick Kalinowski, students here with the new media program at Northland College. And I have a day job. How about you guys?
I just play music.
Yeah.
Get paid a little bit for it.
Yeah.
Not much, but...
And live a meager lifestyle, I bet.
Buys me Totino's pizzas and ramen noodles. So.
Oh, gosh.
College life.
Yeah.
How about you, Nick?
When I'm not going to class, my father owns Ace Hardware in town, so I basically... that's pretty much where you can find me on whenever I'm not in class.
One of my favorite places, Gary Iverson, Brian, those guys are such big help. And your dad, Ron. Just... when I need an answer, that's where I go.
Yeah, and that's what makes it such a great store and has people coming back. It's the knowledge of the staff that works there.
So what's happening at the store? Anything special going on?
Well, this Saturday, actually, Ace Stores are giving away a free quart of the new Clark and Kensington paint line. And that's, again, on March 16th, this Saturday. And all you have to do is fill out your name and put your address down, and then if you want to be entered to win one of 10 in a chance to win $1,000 in Ace gift cards.
That would come in handy. And is that good just at your store locally?
No, that's they're advertising that in all Ace Hardware stores, and any shade you want, you can go in there and look at the color chips and pick one that works for you, and it's a free quart of paint. You take it out the door, and it's a Clark and Kensington promotional thing. And Clark and Kensington just got rated the number one brand by a leading consumer magazine.
Wow, that's interesting. I know they have an Ace Hardware up in a big one up in Roseau.
They have one in Roseau, Greenbush, Fauston, Grand Forks. So there's quite a few of them around here.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like the old Mr. Chicken commercials.
His dad let us go on the roof of Ace the other day.
Oh, cool.
We didn't go. A classmate of ours did, but...
Yeah, we were shooting a commercial for Visit Thief River Falls.
Say, Nick, has anyone ever told you you look somewhat like Davy Jones of the Monkees?
I can't say I've ever heard that before.
Really?
No.
Oh, I think so, even though he has passed on, sadly. Yeah.
Like a young Davy Jones, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, especially the hairstyle is very similar.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm due for a haircut anyway.
Nah, let it grow.
I tried to, but
like
then
Eric
my
Clapton says, huh? let it grow.
My mom and my girlfriend will get on my case, so.
Yeah, these are the two gentlemen that have a show starting very soon on Monday and Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. called Tweet and Mousk.
In the morning. If I can get up that early.
Let's play a song. Here's a young lady named Crosby Reich with a tune called Everyone on Minnesota Homebrew. We'll be back.
Understand. Maybe one day you'll find.
Oh, heart's going through renovation. Babe's gonna be a mansion on the top of a hill. Oh yeah, now my heart's going through renovation. Babe, gonna be a mansion on the top of a hill. Gonna be a mansion.
Mansion, ooh.
Gonna be a mansion on the top of a hill. Gonna be a mansion. Mansion on the top of the hill. I said a mansion.
Mansion, ooh.
Gonna be a mansion on the top of the hill. Gonna be a mansion.
Mansion, ooh.
Gonna be a mansion at the top of the hill.
John Kimball, owner of TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota, where yours truly will be performing from 6 to 8 p.m. this coming Saturday for St. Patty's Day. And at 8 o'clock, they're tapping the keg of green beer. And I just hope the beer doesn't turn me green, John.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. We're visiting with Nick Kalinowski and John Tweet. John has the deeper of the two voices. He has some radio aspirations. And Nick said earlier that he wants to get into outdoor adventure filming.
Yeah, just I've always, ever since my dad introduced me to the outdoors, I've been hooked on it. And if I can make a living or make a little bit of money doing something I love and just being out in the outdoors, and that'd be great for me.
Wouldn't get any better, would it? You know, I just think, as a guy who's worked a day job for years and years and years, go for it. You know,
and he's good at it. He's really good at video shooting.
Well, there's a fella here in town who has produced or has starred in some of those. I don't know if you know Dewey Kalina or Dewey Kostrevsky.
Dewey. Sir, we'll just call him Dewey.
He's a UPS driver, Dewey, and he's actually had some shows.
Has he?
He's been the bow hunter, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, our instructor, Del Wright, he's been on Minnesota Bound and a couple other popular TV shows that are played in the upper Midwest.
Yeah, they're fun. I really like the deer hunting ones especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where are we at here?
We were going to talk about our videos.
Ah, now what videos are those?
You want to introduce it?
Yeah, for the new media program here that we're taking, one of our assignments / the Visitors and Convention Bureau of Thief River Falls came in and they wanted us to work with them on making a Thief River Falls commercial. And it was a contest amongst our class members. And we finished those about a week ago. And they're up on Facebook. And right now, they're being voted on.
Yeah, if you like them, it counts as a vote. So okay. Right now, I think I had like 78 and Nick had about 70 and then the other guy has like 20. He's pretty far behind, but so it's between me and Nick right now.
Ah.
As long as one of us wins, I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's
I really mean that.
No blood will be spilled?
No. No. Okay. No. Now while we're on air or nothing.
Now you said on Facebook, which page?
Visit Thief River Falls.
Okay, just type that in, visit Thief River Falls.
Yep.
And vote on one of the three.
We videos. Won't say whose video is whose, but
mm-hmm. Oh, so it doesn't say on there.
No,
okay. It doesn't. The theme is homegrown video, and they are labeled number 1, 2, and 3. And you to vote for them, you just like the one that you think was the best, and
or all of them if you want. They're all good. Mm-hmm. You can like them all.
Yeah, and the theme is just a thief. You know, living in Thief River Falls.
It's a wintertime theme. They're gonna start doing this by like every season. So there'll be another one in the spring that'll be open to the public.
Wow.
And
this one with this
stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This last one is closed off to our class because they were doing it like a test trial with our class and seeing, you know, because they said they were, you know, trying something new. And after this, they're gonna do a spring segment about Visit Thief River Falls that's trying to attract people. and they're going to open that up to the public. So anyone can go out and shoot video and bring it back to their computer and edit it down and submit it by a certain date. And that's and then there'll be cash prizes or chamber bucks for that you can spend in, I don't know, over 70 stores in Thief River Falls. So it's definitely worth the time.
Oh, yeah. Well,
folks, if you're contemplating going to school, do yourself a favor and check out the new media program. The instructor's name is Dale Wright. Lots of industry experience, and the program has many directions you can go: audio, video production, radio broadcasting, web design. As you said earlier, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh yeah, and it's fun.
Yep, a lot of different stuff to do, and a whole lot of stuff to learn.
Wow, I've gone over 12 minutes from doing my next song, and it's not going to happen quite yet. But John, you'd mentioned something today. You had a request.
Yeah, I want you to play us a song live in the studio.
And that song is?
I Like You and the Fighting Sioux, something like that.
Oh, the song I wrote that I want to perform next time I go down to Rhombus Pizza in Grand Forks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it was kind of written on a lark, and I don't know how much life it'll have with the Fighting Sioux name kind of taking a nosedive, but I think people are going to still use it for quite a few years. Yeah.
I still wear my Sioux jersey.
They're still recognized as the Fighting Sioux.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll never understand. You have the Fighting Irish, but not the Fighting Sioux.
We won't go into that.
No. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to play a song by a fella from River Falls, Wisconsin, named Fizz Kaiser. Two people from River Falls got songs in tonight. Fizz is a friend of mine from our teenage years. He went to high school in New Richmond, Wisconsin. I went to St. Croix Falls. And we used to meet up at dances. Fizz and Phil Burning, whose nickname was Gus, Fizz and Gus, good friends. But I think the last time I saw him was at a dance at the KC Hall, Knights of Columbus Hall on Knowles Avenue in New Richmond, probably in 1966. And yet we talk on Facebook, and he's a musician, and he has an album called, I should say CD, called The River Road. It's a thematic album, and his first, and it's wonderful. And this is a tune called Pick Up My Heart by Fizz Kaiser.
Advice coming out of my ears. Well, I'll be all right one of these years. I'm just so tired of the fool living in my mirror. We're gonna pick up our heart, dust it off again. Don't it seem like good things always end? We're hurting now, but oh, I think we're gonna mend. Johnson, pick a ball, hop, dust it off again. Don't it seem like good things always end? What now, but what I think we're gonna mend?
Does Kaiser pick up my heart here on Minnesota Homebrew? Well, I sure want to thank John and Nick for stopping by tonight. Our friend Bob Muscovitz down in Hackensack also says it sounds like they're going to have a exciting show. And Bob also mentioned that he wanted to tell a little Irish joke. He said that he went out drinking the other night and he took a bus home. And may not sound like a big deal to me or others, but he's never driven a bus. I'm getting some, checking my levels here. I wonder which is which here. Ah, that's the guitar. That's the vocal. Check one, two, test, test. No wonder. I think I'm backwards on that. Sorry about that, folks. John Tweed has requested a song I wrote a few months back. Especially, for the next time I play at Rhombus Guy's Pizza in Grand Forks. More of my shameless and unbridled self-promotion here. Next Thursday night, I'll be down in the cities. I'm going to be playing along with Mark Grimm at Precision Grind on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. So stop by 7 to 9. Mark's going to yield the stage to me for a few songs. That's better. A strange thing about, I do not use a guitar pick, as you can see, and when playing a song like this, you almost need one. Hockey rules in North Dakota. We toss gophers on the ice. Well, let me get this. Let me start over. There, I proved to you that I'm playing live. That's going to be too high. Hockey rules in North Dakota. We toss gophers on the ice. We love beating Minnesota. We love beating them twice. We hook up at the arena. My, the Ralph is heavenly. My best sport and my best girl. You mean so much to me. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. But I don't know which I like better. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. Let me help you off with your sweater. My green jersey's simply stunning. You wear you and D in pink. We love full body contact, even down on the ring. We go back to my apartment and we snuggle on the rug. Have you seen my kegerator? Honey, pour me a mug. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. But I don't know which I like better. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. Let me help you off with your sweater. Verse 3. So put on something real skimpy. We will laugh the night away at how those gophers are so wimpy. But there's one more thing I should say.
when my journey is over. I think it would be so nice if you carry me to the arena and sprinkle me on center ice. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux, but I don't know which I like better. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. I like you and the Fighting Sioux. Let me help you off with your sweater. Little double meaning to that word sweater, because that's what they call jerseys up in Canada. You play hockey, Nick?
No, I play the outdoor ones.
Okay. Well, great, great. Well, thank you.
That was really entertaining.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you. I don't know what my Gopher friends feel. JT, if you're listening, I think you like the Fighting Sioux a little better than the Gophers. Huh? Oh, we had a good time tonight. And even my friend Spunky likes it.
I saw a funny little man dancing in the glen. Smiley face, sparkly eyes, rosy cheeks. And then he stopped a bit to look at me as if it was the end. Laughed out loud and carried on, I thought he was pretend. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, it kinda made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. I never thought that I would see this funny little man jumping up round and round, dancing on the land. I never dreamt that he was real, but now I understand. He smiled at me and then a wink before he took my hand. Wrinkled face and funny pipe, grin from ear to ear, leaning on his crooked cane, bringing me his cheer. I still recall the memory of what my grandma told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. Yes, it made me wonder if there's gold within the pot. At first I never saw a thing, my guess was that it's not. A rainbow came from nowhere on his chest, I saw a spark. He said, everyone's a rainbow, it's a gold that's in your heart. The little man looked back at me as if it's time to go. With a smile on his face, from his heart aglow, I know that I will not forget and I'll forever know about the Irish leprechauns, the lesson that will grow. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, he kinda made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold.
Of course, that's the inimitable Bob Muscovitz from northern Minnesota. And his tune, Pot of Gold, off the Pot of Gold album. And how appropriate with St. Patrick's Day coming this Saturday. I trust you'll all have a good time, but be very, very safe. I want to thank you, John.
Thank you, Carl.
And thanks, Nick, for stopping by.
Thanks a lot, Carl. We definitely appreciate
anytime.
It.
Anytime. Don't forget, starting soon, I'm not sure exactly when.
The 25th, I think.
25th. Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. Tweet.
And Mousk.
In the morning.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
It'll be fun. I hope people like it.
We're gonna like putting it together, so it'll be a fun thing.
Great, great. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs
of love. You guys are great.
Special things. I
Well, thanks for stopping by tonight, and join us again next Thursday for a taped edition of Minnesota Homebrew. See you now. Seen everything.